إلا نحمده ونستعينه
من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن
يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، إن شاء الله continue with باب دعوة الوالدين. The chapter on the sanctifications of the two parents. Can you hear me, Abba Yusuf? Can you hear me, Abba Yusuf?
Yes, I can hear you, Sheikh. Please come back.
This hadith, the Imam al-Bukhari has said in the chapter 8. How is it that the two parents will substitute for the child? How will they substitute for the child? I think that will happen. Substitution for what does it benefit the child? Or substituting against the child? Half the child. Both of them, either for the child for good or against the child for him. May Allah protect us. And both of these things happen with parents. Sometimes the child will annoy the parent and then they say a substitution against the child. And sometimes the child will be so pleasing to the parents and they will say a substitution for the child. Each of these is contained under this chapter head. So Al-Imam al-Bukhari placed it under Bab Da'wat al-Walidain, chapter regarding the supplication of parents, whether for the child or against the child. May Allah protect us. He placed it on, he started with the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Fadwala. Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, rahimahullah, حدثنا معاذ بن فضالة الشيخ الإمام البخاري في الحديث الإمام معاذ بن فضالة in some of the copies that I have seen you see them say معاذ بن فضالة. This is wrong. This معاذ بن فضالة قال حدثنا هشام. هشام in this إسناد Mu'adh ibn Fadala has recorded this hadith. This al-Imam Hisham al-Tawari or al-Dastuwari. Al-Imam Hisham al-Dastuwari Abu Bakr al-Basri. Rahimahullah. If we had the time today, we would have spoken a bit about him. Because he's from among the scholars of hadith that has recorded a lot of hadith. Those who, when you read the books of hadith, you will always come across them. It's always good that we know about them. Here is Imam Hisham al-Dastawari Abu Bakr al-Basri. He has reported this hadith from Hisham, who is also in Muslim and from scholars of Adina with the times of the Tabi'u, Yahya ibn Abi Kathir. So it says, Hadathana Hisham عن يحيى هو ابن أبي كثير. So Imam Yahya here is يحيى ابن أبي كثير. عن أبي جعفر. He has reported this hadith from the Tabi'i Abu Ja'far al-Ansari al-Mu'adzin. Abu Ja'far al-Ansari al-Mu'adzin. Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah said that Abu Ja'far's name is not known. Is just known as Abu Ja'far al-Mu'adzin from amongst the Ansars, from the people of Medina. He used to call the Adhan and so he would be called al-Mu'adzin, but he is Abu Ja'far al-Ansari. His name is not known, according to Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, and that statement was affirmed by Al-Hafiz al-Hajar, rahimahumallahu that the name of actual name of Abu Ja'far was not so distant. It was common in the early times among the Muslims. A man would be so popular with his kunya that his real name would not be known. Or a man would be so popular with a laqab nickname so much that his name would not be known. Remember Safina, Abu Ja'far, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Safina ordinarily means the ship. And it was actually called Safina by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's overshadowed his name. In this case, in our case, Abu Ja'far's name is not known. And I'm sorry, he's the one who has gotten his hadith from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu.
عليه الصلاة والسلام فإنه ليس بينها
وبين الله حجاب. Because there is no screen between that supplication and Allah. That supplication reach Allah, meaning that Allah will grant that supplication. That is what you must do. Allah protect us. The other supplication that is granted, da'wah to mustajaba. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls it da'wah to mustajaba. The supplication of the traveling person. When the individual is upon a journey, he is expected sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ash'asu akbar. You see that his hair that is heavy. You see that he is covered in dust. Even when he sits in a car and is all lined up, even when he travels in a plane, he still finds out somewhere, somehow, that there is stress connected to that job. Individual becomes tired, becomes straightened in his mind. All he wants is eat, just like the man. The one who suffers from oppression or aggression. All the mind wants is, how is it? What will I do to get off the hook of this oppression? Likewise, the traveling person. His mind is upon returning home from his journey. And that was why from the sunnah of journeys that we return home as soon as we complete our duties within the journey. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also did that pre-hajj. He started saying, everybody, after the hajj, just go back home. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when it was said that one of his wives, Ummu Hajiba, had not performed her tawaf, what was he saying, alayhi salatu wa sallam? He said it according to Sahih al-Bukhari. The Prophet was asking, aha, Abisatu Nabi, is she going to be the one to keep us back? Because the mind was about returning home. In this mindset of the traveling person, his da'wah is mustajaba. When he prays to Allah, Allah will accept his prayers. The traveling person, when he prays to Allah, Allah will accept. So let's not forget when we make journey, we have come in this condition that Allah has guaranteed that our supplications will be answered. So instead of getting involved in discussing the vehicles, in places, some of the people get busy pressing, touching their computer, some of the people get busy chatting, some of the people get busy with other things. Why not employ that time as a traveling person for supplications? Because you are guaranteed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, regarding your dua, la shakka fiha. Alayhi salatu wa salam. There is no doubt that la shakka fi tisbi gabatina. There is no doubt that that supplication will be granted. So let's employ our minds when we make journeys. The other companion supplicates for them and he pleads for them when they make the journey. We'll come back to that hadith, inshallah, in this book, Allah does it over. So it is also correct for us to ask for dua, as pray for us. It is from the ways of evidence. So we'll come back to the hadith, that in this book, Allah does it over. Prophet, come. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salamu alaykum. Alaykum as-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir.
So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged the traveling person to make dua. Since he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the da'wah of the traveling person is mustajaba, the supplication of a person on the journey is the acceptance, la shakka fiha, and the acceptance has no doubt, Allah will accept it. Allah accept our supplication. The third person is a category of those who are guaranteed in the text of their supplications to be answered. They are the parents. We parents, pay attention to making dua for your children, because your dua over your children will be answered. Pay the attention to making dua for goodness to your children. Obama or their children. Because it is Obama's young person. Likewise, I, when they did something, they did something so that it will not direct an action or a heresy that will follow with a prayer against us by that day. Even if we do not hear that prayer, the Allah protects. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ودعوة الوالدين تعالى ولديهما. The third supplication that is granted and guaranteed grant acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is دعوة الوالدين تعالى ولديهما. Like one of the scholars had said that the Lord also has دعوة الوالدين لولديه. The supplication of the child, of the parents, for their child. It is guaranteed acceptance. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. So the important is that as children, we must not be in a condition where, like you mentioned earlier, direct an action towards our parents and then it feels so bad, it feels so pain. Because it's not from the basic rule that parents supplicate the need that children. What it is, the basic rule is that parents pray for their children for goodness. The basic rule is that parents pray for goodness for their children. In fact, some of the things that the parents don't have, they beg Allah to provide to their children. And many of the parents desire that their children have it. So whatever a child is that now brings food about a demand of this physical that the child should avoid. No child should do anything that will make his parents or her parents now supplicate against him or against her. May Allah protect all of us. Otherwise, the difficulty is that parents usually pray for their children. And in fact, there are cases even when that child loves something that is painful to that parent, to find parents. So you always hear Arabs, it's very common among Arabs. You say Allah we are deep. When the child becomes hungry and becomes a tranquil, Allah we are deep. May Allah guide you. Allah we are deep. May Allah guide you. It's a very, very common. Sometimes we hear the dream of Sahakallah. May Allah rectify when they find a child. Or someone who does something bad, instead of saying something negative, it's not informed against that child, say, Astaghfirullah. I think these are the kinds of expressions that we should get used to and hear. Because sometimes, especially when we have teenagers, many of the brothers have had to complain about this. We find teenagers becoming unruly sometimes. Sometimes it frustrates the mothers, especially if they are boys. You always find the mother crying for help. Oh, Abu, look at this boy. Oh, Abu, it's very, very, very common. Mothers should pay attention to these expressions, as we shall see in the next time, what they say to their child. Because what you say to that child is really going to happen to the child. There are a lot of examples regarding it. And you find that sometimes even the parent, it is when they have become old, they not notice one thing from the children. They used to pray that Allah should grant the child. They say, oh, I used to pray that Allah should grant you. I used to beg Allah to grant you this. And now he has granted. I have seen this kind of situation many times with the parent. Something will happen and then the parent say, oh, I had prayed that Allah should when we are child, the Allah of us. So parents, let us imbibe the habit of making dua regarding our children. Let us never discard it. I remember when I was a prophet of the Taliban, but I read the Amor, and this is one of the early books was explaining the verse that Wakana Tahta Wakana Abu Umar Saliha. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. It is phrased in Surah Al-Kahf that the two young boys that Khadir suggested to Musa alayhi salam that rebuilt. Their house should be rebuilt. Allah told us that beneath the house was Tamsun Lahuma, was a treasure that their parents had dressed for them. And those treasures, according to Abdullah ibn Abbas, were a lot of books with which they will attain piety, inshallah. So the father buried it under the house. The house was falling, and two messengers of Allah came to reveal the walls of that house. And from the inscription that Allah gave the father of it, often was that their father was Salih, wa kana abuha Saliha, and their father was a righteous. One of the early Muslims said that this is the benefit from the righteousness of their father. Their father was a righteous person, and here are the children benefiting from the estate that the father had left for them was being preserved by two eminent messengers of Allah. So that it means that from the righteousness of the child, from the righteousness of the parents, from the righteousness of the parents, the child benefits. So one of the early Muslims was reported to have observed the late night prayer, and he just aside and saw that his child was sleeping. So he was waking the boy and telling him, the ajita kut, the ajita kut. He was waking the boy, stand up, because I'm already standing because of you. Why? My standing in Qiyamul Layl as a parent is still not a positive benefit to the children. Why? Because during those times, I will have the opportunity to be close to Allah, and from that, the children will benefit. I'll also have opportunity to pray for the children, and the children will benefit. So as parents, when you begin to find negatives, or even you are not finding negatives with your children, be very, very prayerful regarding the children, because the prayer that you say regarding the children, wallahi, it is in place those children positively, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in this hadith. And the point of reference in this hadith that we are in, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ثلاث دعوات مستجابات لهن لا شك فيهن دعوة المظلوم ودعوة المسافر ودعوة الوالدين على ولدهما. The Prophet said صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ثلاث دعوات مستجابات. Three kinds of supplications are granted by Allah. لا شك فيهن. There is no doubt about their acceptance. The first of them is doubt of you, supplication of the individual that is oppressed against the body. Allah accepts it. What doubt of possession? The supplication of the traveling person. Allah accepts it. What doubt of walidain? Allah walidain. And the supplication of the two parents regarding the child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. Likewise, when the parents curse their children, they see the negative repercussions of this business. May Allah protect us. I think that will be sufficient regarding hadith number 32. In the second hadith, hadith number 33, he has reported it from his sheikh, Ayyash ibn Walid. He said, Rahimullah, حدثنا عياش بن الوليد قال حدثنا عبد الأعلى قال حدثنا محمد بن إسحاق عن يزيد بن عبد الله بن حصين عن محمد بن شريك أخي بني عبد الدار عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول ما تكلم مولود من الناس في مهد إلا عيسى بن مريم وصاحب جريج ما تكلم مولود من الناس في مهد إلا عيسى بن مريم وصاحب جريج قيل يا نبي الله وما صاحب جريج قال فإن جريجا كان رجلا راهبا في صومعة له وكان رعي بقر يأوي منها أسفل صومعته وكانت امرأة من أهل القرية تختلف الشراعي فأتت أمه يوما فقالت يا جريج وهو يصلي، فقالت لنفسه وهو يصلي أمي وصلاتي، فرأى أن يوثر صلاته ثم صرخت به الثانية فقال في نفسه أمي وصلاتي، فرأى أن يوثر صلاته ثم صرخت به الثالثة فقال أمي وصلاتي، فرأى أن يوثر صلاته، فلما علت جفا قالت لا أماتك الله يا جويج حتى تنظر في وجه الموتى، ثم انصرفت. فأتي الملك بتلك المرأة ولدت، فقال من؟ قالت من جويج. قال صاحب الصومعة؟ قالت نعم. قال اكتبوا صومعته واتوني، فضربوا صومعته بالفؤوس حتى وقعت، فجعلوا يده الى انفه بحبل ثم انطلق به فمر به على المؤنسات فرآهن فتبسم وهن ينظرن اليه للناس، فقال الملك ما تزعم؟ قال ما تزعم؟ قال تزعم أن ولدها منك؟ قال أنت تزعمين؟ قالت نعم. قال أين هذا الصبي؟ قالوا هذا هو في حجرها. فأقبل عليه فقال من أبوك؟ قال راعي البقر. قال الملك أنزل صومتك من ذهب؟ قال لا. قال من فضة؟ قال لا. فما نجعلها؟ قال فما نجعلها؟ قال ردوها كما كانت. قال فما الذي تبصرت؟ قال أمر أو أمرا عرفته أدركتني دار أمي، ثم أخبره. بسم الله حديث صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. الإمام البخاري رحمه الله الشيخ إياش بن الوليد وسيد حدثنا عبد الأعلى، عبد الأعلى إليس الإمام عبد الأعلى ابن عبد الأعلى، فلا عن الصعب الأعلى إليس الأعلى أبو محمد البصري، قال حدثنا محمد بن إسحاق القتيبة فيصل الشيخ الإمام محمد بن إسحاق بن يسار صاحب المجاج بن حمدان شد أصوم الفيك الله because it's from among the books here. He was reporting from Yazid ibn Abdillah ibn Said, who was also reporting from Muhammad ibn Shurahdi. Shurahdi is the grandfather of Muhammad, by the way. It is Muhammad ibn Thabit ibn Shurahdi. Muhammad ibn Thabit ibn Shurahdi. And Muhammad ibn Thabit ibn Shurahdi is Akhi Thani Abdillah. He was the one reporting from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, سَمِيتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وسلم يقول في حديث قتيبة بن أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه عن عمران بن سيد رضي الله عنه among the companions of the reported from two of them that the reported from أبو هريرة that also the reported from عمران بن سيد and among the students of أبو هريرة about five of them Sahih of Al-Imam Muslim, rahimahullah.
indeed the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا تَكَلَّمَ مَوْلُودٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَهْدٍ مَا تَكَلَّمَ مَوْلُودٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَهْدٍ إِلَّا عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ وَصَاحِبُ جُرَيْجٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا تَكَلَّمَ مَوْلُودٌ, no child, no little child from amongst the people ever spoke when he was still a child being carried about on the beds, on stretchers, things like this, held on the hands as a child while the child lies down. No child was in this condition among the people and spoke. This is the woman, except based on the memory, was Sahib Juraj as the companion of Juraj. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the child to be in this hadith as what? Sahib Juraj, the companion of Juraj. So it means we can refer to a child as Sahib Juraj. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to this child as what? Sahib Juraj. Allahu a'lam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this report only two were mentioned. The riwaya in Sahih Muslim, three of them were mentioned. And the third one is As-Sabi al-Muta'awidu min al-Jabbar, the little child that the mother was carrying. The mother saw a man on a horse well dressed and was saying that Allah should make my child like this man. And the child was sucking at the time. The child stopped sucking and said to the mother that may Allah not make me be like this man. In the end, it was clear that that man was an oppressor and an aggressor. It was why Allah taught the child to say that Allah should not make him to be like that man who was saved by his mother. These are the three cases in this hadith that we are mentioned as children. The case of suffering is now, and the third case of the little child who rejected to be like the aggressor that the mother was praying that she should be like. Then the fourth case that supported the mother after his death, and that's the case of suffering, who made a case of divorce. The child that was mentioned in the story of Surah Al-Fatiha. So there are others that the scholars have discussed, but these four appear to be very authentic to Allah. And even though the fourth one is mentioned to be a child that is maybe to go wrong, but there are reports that clearly say that that child in the story of Guru was just about 7 months old. So it's still fall in the category of those who can still be considered as children, people who spoke to children. But when it is removed, it appears that case has been removed. It's because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three. It appears that the other people, Isa alayhi salam, Sahib Juraij, and Absadi al-Muta'awil, Min al-Jabbar, are the three cases that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Allahu alam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them about Sahib Juraij, the child, the story of Juraij. Qila ya Nabiya Allah, wa ma Sahib Juraij. O Messenger of Allah, who is that child in the story of Juraij? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that report, told us about Juraij. He said, Kana in Bani Israel, Rajul Kajir. Amongst Bani Israel, this happened after the time of the Nabi Isa, that amongst Bani Israel there was a man who was a trader. وَكَانَ يَنْفُسُ مَرَّةً وَيَزِيدُ أُخْرًا. He would get to the loss sometimes, and at other times he would make profit. فَقَالَ مَا فِي هَذِهُ تِجَارَةً خَيْرٌ إِلَّا أَلْتَمِسُ تِجَارَةً لِيَخَيْرٌ. This for this business that I'm engaged in, this transaction that I do, there are no much profit. What I'm going to do is that I will now face that I will tell you to be there. I will now search for another business. Be a therapy that is far more profitable than this. Babana, so much. Then he built a worship house for himself, a cave from the snow in the rocks. That was how he built that rock. Drage was a trader. He was making profit sometimes, and he was making losses at other times. This was what led him to now completely dedicate himself to aspects. He felt that his business to let him do something. So that was what Drage did amongst the Israelites. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the report that you know, came from the Prophet, but it's not Drage, Kana, or Judan, or even so fighting them. Drage was a monk. Some report says Kana Abidan. He was a worshipful person inside his place of worship, his heritage. So far is referred to as the heritage, the place where people get themselves away from the rest of the people for the purposes of worship. They stay there and they get to worship, usually far away from the town. Usually in the outskirts of the city, people go there, sit down, make it, and just begin to dedicate themselves to worship. No food, nothing, just stay there in the name of worship. We usually see them very free, which was the times after the Israelites. Allah told us to be about that. And that was also an innovation. It was not something that Allah had told them to do. This was on that, yet, and maybe by the Ruha, Makat Tamna Ali. This thing that they had started, we had not told them to do. Anyway, Drage took to worship. Wakana, he took to worship so much that Fatazakara Banu Israel, the people amongst Banu Israel, Fatazakara Banu Israel, Drage and Wa'ibadatahu. Drage and his worship became a talk of the town in their city. Wakana Imra'atun Raziyun Yutamassalu Bihusniha. And there was also a woman who was a halal. This woman, her beauty was the thing of discourse. She used to be given as a major, as a modern for beauty in the city. Some report some of the people that she was because of the things, not because of the people in town. Allah, she was very, very, very beautiful. And she used to hear, like the rest of the people, the stories of Drake and how committed Drake was to his worship. For all this woman then said one day, in Shittun the afternoon of Islam, if you wish, I will put Drake into fitna for you. The beautiful woman told the people that, don't worry, if you want to see me, I will get Drake into fitna. But the Arbat of Lahu, this woman went and presented herself to Drage. But Drage was a consciously fearful servant. He did not pay any attention to this woman. May Allah protect all of them. Sometimes when you pray, and an imam is dealt in this book, Ramul Hawa, he has narrated a number of stories like this. And similarly, one of our teachers, Sheikh Saqib Al-Suhail, who has the best tahqiq of this copy of Al-Adab al-Mufrad on our screen, he also has the book As-Salafu wa Midlatu Misal. He also mentioned some of these stories, cases where a person would mention to the pool of worship. When some of the women hear about that, she wants to put them into it. Allah protect them. I was even the story of a woman who told that to her husband, I will go and put so and so person into fitness. Allah protect all of us. Why? The person was being praised to be pious, to be righteous, to be worshipful. She felt what worship. And don't forget that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us that matter of the fitness and of Allah is the Allah. One from the worst of the fitna that a man would face the fitna of him. May Allah protect all of us. So this woman presented herself to Drage, but Allah protected Drage. وَكَانَ رَعِي بَقَرٍ يَعْوِي إِلَىٰ أَسْفَلِ سَوْمَعَدِ. There was a man who was the head. He was the head. He had the head of cows. He was tending. He used to go to the basement, the bottom area of the cave in which Drage took his place of worship. That was where he would rest in
he'll go and rest there, take some rest, perhaps over the night. وَكَانَتْ تِمْرَ عَطُمْ أَهْلِ الْقَرْيَةِ فَأَخْتَلِفُ إِلَى الرَّأِيِ. So after she tried to take this student and she was not successful, she started to call this woman in the city, started to come to that man who was tending cows and staying at the basement of the place where Jurayj was given worship. But at that moment, one day the mother of Jurayj came to the place where Jurayj was worshiping. فقالت يا جريج. She called out, oh جريج, أنا أمك, كلمني, I'm your mother, talk to me. And the report of Al-Imam Muslim, Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, reported that جعلت كفها فوق حاجبها. She placed her hands at the top of her brows, eyebrows. ثم رفعت رأسها إليه. Then she raised her head up for it. You know how someone who's at the foot of the king will place the hand at the top of our eyebrows by way of shading the eyes from sun so that she'll be able to look up to call out to Jurayj who was far up there. That was the gesture that she gave. She gave that gesture. And in one of the reports, the reporter said, look, I remember how Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu described how the Prophet described how the mother of Jurayj raised her hands to her face and was calling out to Jurayj, ya Jurayj, oh Jurayj, anna ummuk kallimni, I'm your mother, talk to me, talk to me. She was shouting out and calling out to Jurayj. Jurayj heard her call. May Allah forgive all of us. Jurayj heard her call. What was the study? But at that time, he was upon the Salah. So he started telling himself silently why he was in Salah. His minds were suggesting to him, oh, to me, should I respond to my mother? Was Salah? Or I should complete my prayers? What should I do? Should I respond to my mother? Or I should complete my Salah? Fara'a al-Mukhira Salah. Him and in judgment to keep reference to the Salah. So far, so Prophet Wiki and Badia. In other reports, it was said that the woman came the next day. Her mother, the mother of Jurayj, repeated the call. She came to Yawm al-Sali. She came on the second day. Faqalat fi nafsi. She was shouting, Ya Jurayj, Ya Jurayj, kallimni, ana ummu, kallimni, was shouting. Jurayj heard, but he was busy with the Salah. The same thing that has happened at the Jurayj was upon in doubt. What should I do? Should I give my Salah or should I go and respond to the call of my Salah? This woman did not hear anything from her son, Jurayj. So she left. On the third day, she came again. She came again. May Allah be pleased with the mother of the Prophet. I said that they have to put upon the king. So the Prophet substitutes, alayhi salatu salam, and left. So the mother of Jurayj came on the third day. And she was calling out, Jurayj, 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 love you, Jima. On the third day, Jurayj did not respond to his mother for 3 days. Despite the fact that he was there in her form. Neither did he end the Salah and then go back to respond to Al-Hafiz al-Mahdiyya. In particular, he said this is evident that Jurayj was not a learned person, even though he was a worshiper. Because if he was a learned person, he would know that he should give reference to the call of his mother because of the nature. Over the supernatural prayer that he was. Al-Imam al-Qurt to Abu Dhabas in his book Al-Mu'min in the Shams. He was even saying that even if he doesn't complete the Salah, if he doesn't take the Salah, complete the Salah, and then answer to the call of his mother. For 3 days, the mother was calling out to Jurayj, and Jurayj was not responding to his mother, even though he was hearing his mother. On the third day after she was calling out, Durage, Anna Uku, believe me, I'm your mother. Talk to me. Durage, your mother. And one of the importance of mentioning to Durage and your mother is that you should know that I have a right over you for you to respond to. But Durage was a bondseller, which was not an obligation. And he did not respond to his mother. Then the mother said to him, La amadaka Allah ya Durage, hatta tawwi wa fi wajhi al-hasan. Oh Durage, I have called you and called you. Allah will not take your life. Hatta tawwi wa fi wajhi al-hasan. Until Allah will make the face of Halam. That was what she said against Durage. You will not pass away. In other reports in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the mother of Durage said, Allahumma inna haza Durage, oh Allah, this is Durage, wa huwa ibni, and he is my son, wa ibni kallabtuhu fa'aba al-iman. I have been calling him, talking to him, but he has refused to speak. Allahumma, oh Allah, fala tumithu hatta tuliyahu mubisa. Do not take the life of Durage hatta tuliyahu mubisa, until you make him see the face of Halam. There is a point of difference here. It means that these people in their times were not people, if they were given to worship, they are not people who have anything to do with men or little virtues. In any way, they would not be able to see them, such that seeing them became the king of the gods. But we know in the generation that we live now, everywhere you want to be the mystery of who you want, whatever you want, something, someone, somehow. Like one of us, the Sheikh of Islam, gave a lecture on speech at Salam. And he was saying that one of the best things he suggested to somebody is that you do actually keep more to yourself. And then he said that even if you keep more to yourself, what I will be now. The various means of competition that will bring that thing you are running away from society to your doorstep, to your hand, to your house. Allah protect you. So, Durage, his mother said, pray to Allah. Inna hada Durage, wa huwa ibni, wa inni kallamtuhu fa'aba al-hakima. Allahumma la tumithu hatta Oh Allah, do not give Durage, don't take his life. Hatta Tureyahu, and make him see the face, look at the harrows in their faces. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, لو دعت عليك أن يجبنا لأخوت لو دعت عليك أن يجبنا لأخوت If the mother had called to Allah that to reach all the now that is happening, that falling into the world. This is the point of reference. When the prayers of the parents regarding the child is answered, the prayers of the parents regarding the child is answered. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Law da'at, if the mother of Jewish had begged Allah, that Durage would fall into the kingdom of sin and in the woman, Lafuti, he would certainly have put to trials. May Allah protect all of us. This woman gave this supplication from Mansura, and then she left the place. Fa'uti al-Maliku bitilka al-Mar'a walada. That woman had given herself to this doctrine to Durage. That Durage had refused, had now gone to the head who was taking care of the head of the house. He called the Jewish people, of course, that carried the power to and his Maria Castelli for the body. He had said that she was always going to that man. That man was not her husband. She was not her family. Neither was she her husband. She was going to him and having peace to the man. Something that Durage had given. May Allah protect all of us. So it happened that the woman got pregnant. tilka al-mar'a waladat kim faytan akiba akit fa uti al-malik tilka al-mar'a. The woman was brought before the king of the town. Fa qala mimman, the man started to ask the woman, from whom we know you not to be a married girl, from who is responsible for this child? Qala min qilaj, she said it was from qilaj, qilaj is responsible. Ya Allah, be thankful of us. Qala aswahi sawma, the king asked the girl, was it that man who was always in the sawma, in the place of worshipping, is he the one that has impregnated you? Qala naam, she said, yes, it was him, the one who had impregnated. She knew that it was his man. The Allah protect all of us. Qala ikrimu sawmata, when he came here, he gave an order, ikrimu sawmata, go and destroy the worship place of the king. In other reports, it was mentioned that when he got there, he called out straight to him like he did not come. And he started to say their hands and order his great things. When he wanted to fall upon the way to drain magic from the place of worship, what to him, the king also gave the order that he should bring the rain. But one of the soma at the womb, in fullness, to the second the place of worship of Quraysh with their arms, had the waqa'at until it fell down. But the al-yadahu ila unuhi, they also placed, they now tied Quraysh, they punished Quraysh, they tied the hands of Quraysh to his neck. When the al-yadahu, in other reports, it's a innocent, said he started to beat Quraysh. In fact, some of the people started to say that to Hajiru Nasa, the Ibadatim, you are just seeing people claiming to be worshipped. You are not the worshipped. Are you not the one who has been ready to give any to it? In other reports, it said that you are underneath him and hide as his name. He carried him around the city. They are lovely to take all of this. So, they broke the thing, their brain leaf came out and they eat all of that. Someone took their body. So they took the rage. So they passed by, as they took him around the city, they passed by two prostitutes. Some pilots, Baro'a, both Napa'a. Rage saw them and then he smiled. And these men, these adults, were also looking at the rage who was taking away the subject. So when they brought him to him, Papa was said, Ma does not want. Very important that this woman is killed. In some reports said that the man said, why have they adjured? Kunna naraka khairana. What do we do to it? Kunna naraka khairana. He thinks that we used to consider you to be from the death of people. What is it that this woman is now telling us about you? Qala ma tasruku, Quraysh started to ask him, what is it that she has claimed? Qala tasruku anna walada, the king said, Quraysh, this woman has claimed, has told him, anna walada, that this child that she has given up to him is from you. Quraysh then said to her, anti tasruni, oh woman, are you also claiming that I have had something to do with you? Qala na'am, the woman said, yes. Quraysh said, Aina hadha sayyid, where is that little young child? Qalu hadha huwa fi hijraha, that is it that the girl is handing on her hands, on her feet. She was carrying the girl, she was carrying the baby on her lap. So he said, that is it that the woman is carrying. فَأَقْبَلَ عَلَيْهِ Jureish told this woman. In other reports, he said that Jureish said, دَعُونِي حَتَّى أُصَلِّيَ Untie me, because he had tied him. Untie me, حَتَّى أُصَلِّيَ So that I would observe my salah. فَصَلَّى Jureish then observed the salah. فَلَمَّا أَنْصَرَفَ حَتَى الصَّبِيَّ فَقَعَنَ سِبَقْتُ When Jureish ended his salah, he came to that child who was claimed to be from him. Jureish then tapped the baby upon his tummy. He tapped the tummy of the baby, Waqala, and then said, Ya Ghulam, O little child, Man Abuk, who is your father? So Jureish said, Man Abuk, Waqala Ra'i Bak. The child said, This is that man who was bending cows. The one who is my father. That was what the child said. In other reports, he said, Ba'akbal ala Jureish for Bizunam, where Jaman Sakhunadi. He put up to Jureish to call Bizunam, that is the Jureish or Alfred, where Jaman Sakhunadi is called. Everybody was humiliated and not great because of what he had said. The first thing that he considered to be as a destiny to set a party upon us. And then when he found that he was not guilty, he was innocent, we were jubilating, we were happy, everybody was happy with Jureish. In this case, the king now said, Anajal so mad at an invalid to reconstruct your piece of worship using gold. Oh, Malala, Jureish said no. In the body, she knows it's silver. Oh, Lala, Khalaqa Manajal. So, how then do we reconstruct your piece of worship? Oh, Lala, Ujuha, Tamakan. Build it as it was before. Just give me a place of worship as it was before. There's a major point of blessing here. Do not just be asking for information without searching, finding out about the truth of what you are doing. This thing now became so stopped about what he had done to the world. He was ready. And he had ordered that thing. Place of worship of Jureish should be destroyed even before investigating whether Jureish was actually contributing or that he was innocent. Instead of investigating, he gave an order for the destruction of the place of worship that was used by Jureish. And that's that. So now we have to start trying to pacify Jureish and be sure that Jureish was happy with regards to them. Jureish also was balanced in his demands. He was not going to demand something bigger than what had been destroyed. He said, should we give it to you? I'm sure there are some of us who have said, yes, give it to you. He said, silver. Some of us have said, yes, give it to you. In both cases, Jureish was saying, la. Allahu Alam. Apparently, Jureish was a very sincere worship. He just wanted what exactly had been destroyed from his place of worship. So Jureish was in this condition, and he had asked that his place of worship be built exactly as it was. Now we come to another point of reference for this type of view. The king that comes to age, my lady, at a summer, for what reason did you smile when you were praying? You were really, you were beating the eye, you were accusating, and you passed by Allah. You now look at them, and then you see. Why did you say, well, I'm afraid out of two rules? Jureish said, that was a moment issue that I know. I understood why I smiled at the fact that I was doing the supplication of my mother. He said, so when he saw the halos and saw that he smiled, oh, that was the result of that supplication that his mother had substituted against him. So, Ma'akbarah, then Jureish told them the story between himself and his mother. When his mother came on his business and was shouting and calling out, Jureish, and mother to prepare it. The point of reference is that communication from the mother of QH, she has said that Allahumma, oh Ali, Juraij is my son. Inna hawa Juraij wa huwa bini wa inni kallam to me. Fa'adha anji kallimani. Juraij is my son, but he has refused to talk to me when I spoke to him. Allahumma, oh Allah, fa'la to me to me. Because of what he has done. La to me to adha to me yawu kumbisa. Do not make him die, but you make him see the face of Mubisa. Hello, Yalla Bikam. And the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by way of making us be sure that whatever the parents say regarding the child, that child makes it. Now the art alayhi wa sallam, you can now put the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that mother had said Allah, the child before the spirit. Now, see that? Now put it. You would have certainly fallen. Why? Because thou art the day, Allah, well, I give you now, that's my daughter. For the supplication of the two parents, the guidance that saw the supplication that he answered, La Shakka. There is no doubt about the fact that those supplications were granted as parents. So this is the major point of reference. Parents, be careful what you say regarding your child. Be careful what you say regarding your child. And children also, be careful what you do regarding your parents. So that you do not become someone that is very difficult. Even when you do not even hear what they have said, you don't find out that you have difficulties in life, different aspects of life. You wouldn't know that you are suffering from the supplication against one of your parents against you. In all of this, if it happens, don't forget, in that happenance, in that thing you have. Children should make sure that they do good, so that the parents will also come to make good supplications for their commitment. Allah forgive us. I think we deliberately took the time so that we can end our sentence to close today. The main very heavy and the message inside it was clear. Juraij was a worshiper. Instead of responding to God, the chief God of his mother, chose to continue over the spirit of the Salah that he was offered. And that was an error that he found. Even after the Salah, he had gone to search for his mother to know why she wanted and why she said that nature. Allahu Akbar. Allah for all of us and make us be children to our parents.
His father was angry with him when he was a boy, a young boy, and he called him. So he now asked him, he was very angry with him when he was very young.
Angry?
Yes. So he called him, so he's asking, should he ask him to report his boss or just pray for him?
He should ask him to pray for him. You should ask him to pray for him to the opposite of the cross. The least gain he will gain, the least good he will gain is that he should bring down that cross. Especially if it was a cross that was desired. I think that's the point that should have been made. If it's a cross that is desired, that child undeservedly, that that supplication will not be answered against the child. But if it is deservingly, if that person had caused his father deservingly, then it means that he has to do a lot of things by way of revoking and reducing the influence of that person. Denying to the father such that from the innermost part of him, he will feel pleased with you and then make supplication for you. Of course, the al-hasanat is the nasiyat, good things take away the good ones. Don't forget that we had learned in these classes when we spoke about the parents, and when people learn, they should go back to the parents to make them happy, so that they counsel the negative thing they had done with something that's possible. Also, if the positive is repeatedly done, the thing will benefit the child. So you should go back to the parents with goodness, with lots of goodness. That will make them, perhaps the parent will even think and say, oh, I have cost you one day. And then you remove the cost. Allah protect all of us.
The other question says, based on the narration of the experience, is it permissible to translate a blessing to respond to our parents?
Now,
is it permissible to terminate a blessing?
Yes, it is permissible. In fact, almost obligatory, because the call of the parents is obligatory on the child to answer. That is salah, that's from the Nawaf. If it is an obligatory prayer, then the rights of Allah are most guarded to the people. If you are on the first door, after the mercy be charged, and that kind of a call comes, be patient, complete your salah. But if you were on a salah that was not obligatory, and she's calling you, come, you should, you can stop the salah and go to her. Stop the salah and go to her. Also, if you hear the call, a pressing call, because in this case of Jurayd, it was not just a call, it was a pressing call she was giving. She was shouting out, she came on the first day, she came on the second day, so she came on the third day. It was a call that was just beyond an ordinary call. This is why some of the scholars even said that it was not because it was just on the first day. So that if we have a call from our parents and we can sense that it's not a call that of an emergency, we could quickly hasten up, like Al Imam Al Muqtadi said, Abu Abbas, we could hasten up, complete the salah, and then attend to that call of parents. We could do that. But if it's a call that sounds very, very urgent and emergency, I mean, it's required, you can end that call. And end the supplementary salah, the nafila, and then quickly attend to the mother. If it's an urgent call, then you should stop the salah. If it becomes obligatory or not. I think we can take the last question now.
What is the best prayer between the parents and over the child?
Well, the best of the prayers are the prayers that guarantees this dunya and akhirah. The best of dua are the dua that guarantees dunya and akhirah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was used to say, رَبَّنَا عَدْنَا سِنْيَا حَسَنًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَفِي عَذَابًا. He was used to say that he was the best of the dunya and the best of Allah. Although some of the scholars have said that what is the thing that make us rich in the dunya? There is richness because of hasana. But the real hasana of dunya that will guarantee hasana of akhirah is that the child becomes someone who is worshipful, who is knowledgeable, who is upon the deep attitude. The most important thing is upon the deen. That was that why Ibrahim said to him regarding himself and his children, oh Allah, protect myself from Aliya and Islam. Protect myself and my children from idol worship. When the Prophet wanted to advise Mu'adh about saying dua, after expressing deep love for Muaz ibn Jabal, and then Muaz also saying that he loved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What was that Muaz Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.